very happy to welcome tonight Vincienne Jones. Vincienne is the head of community at Verisar, the blockchain certification service for art and collectibles. Vincienne previously worked as head of communication at Arsper, an e-commerce platform for art. Vincienne holds a BA in History of Art from the University of Cambridge and an MA in Arts and Heritage from the University of Maastricht. Vincienne has worked in the art market and museums in London, Paris, and Brussels. So, Vincienne, welcome. Good evening.
Thank you, Mimi, for the introduction.
I'm very pleased to welcome you. As I said, tonight to have this conversation about the importance of certification and creative authenticity for digital artists. And I think that in that haze of NFTs, I think that we may have forgotten that their authentication and verification of artworks and provenance is not really new. And as you are already, Verisar working with about 8,000 artists. I'm pretty sure that you support very well the artist community and give confidence to the collectors. Why is it so important, Vincienne, for the artists to certify their artwork?
So certification is important for artists because it provides us with a document to prove that their work is genuine and authentic. It's important for several reasons. So one of them is, of course, creating back to the artist, having that sort of artist stamp of approval linked to the work, and that's important because it helps create confidence with the buyer and collectors and assures the buyer that the work is the artist. And so it's often a document that's used at the point of sale, where sort of when the artwork is sold to the collector, the certificate of authenticity exchanges hands, physically or digitally, in the case of Verisar, of course, and then the new owner of the artwork has this proof of authenticity, which is a document that can be used as the artwork exchanges hands in the future to continue to prove the authenticity and prove that it did come from the artist originally. So we encourage all artists to create, either they create one at the point at which they sell the work, but it's always great to just create one at the point of creation as well, so that they have that already and ready to go.
Fantastic. Could you tell me a little bit more about what are the different options to certify a work of art at Verisar?
So probably the method people are most familiar with is just a piece of paper that's been signed by the artist that will include some of the artwork details, the artist's signature, maybe a photograph of the work. But what we do at Verisar is we provide a digital certification for artworks. So it contains all of the information that you expect to find on a certificate of authenticity. It includes the artwork details, the artist's signature, the image of the artwork, but in a digital format. So all of this information is included. You fill in a form online, you then create your certificate, and Verisar then also registers that information on the blockchain. So the information is then permanently recorded on the blockchain, and it can also be verifiable by a third party or anyone who's interested in making sure that the certificate of authenticity was created by the artist themselves using Verisar. So at Verisar, we provide a more permanent way and a very trustworthy way of creating certificates that is also has added bonus of being digital and therefore easier to manage, to edit certificates, etc. And we also allow artists to tell the story of their work through the certificate, because one thing that we think is very important is to really empower artists to tell the story of the work that they're creating and of their lives as artists as well. Because a certificate of authenticity is, as I've said before, an opportunity to prove to buyers that the artwork is authentic and is created by the artist, but it's also an opportunity for artists to communicate with the collector and potentially to communicate with future collectors down the line as the work is sold on potentially. So at Verisar, we also allow artists to add additional information. They can include PDFs, videos. There's a notes section as well if they want to give a sort of explanation of the work in written form. So the certificate of authenticity becomes more than just a document to prove that the work is authentic. That's its sort of original purpose. But beyond that, it's also a way of connecting with collectors.
Brilliant. Thank you. There are different ways of authentifying the artworks. I've recently seen that there is this DNA ink I was not aware of, and I find that fascinating. But with the blockchain and all this new trend about the NFTs, why would someone need to have their certificate on the blockchain? Is a digital certificate not enough?
So I think there are several questions here. So I think you're speaking about NFTs, but you also mentioned physical works. So maybe I'll start off with the sort of physical works. So are you, just clarify, are you wondering why you should certify a physical work on the blockchain? Is that your question there? So certifying it on the blockchain, as I said, provides a permanent record of that information in a way that sort of a paper certificate might not, because a paper certificate can be lost, it can be easily damaged, whereas if you're recording that information on the blockchain, it's there and you can always sort of go back and check it. So that's sort of one advantage. The other advantage, of course, is that when you transfer it, it's easier as well to transfer it to a new adversar in order to transfer a certificate to a new owner. After a work is either sold or gifted, all you need is the new owner's email address, and then the certificate automatically is transferred to them. So there's that sort of easier aspect to it. And also, as I mentioned before, we also, with Verisite, you also have the ability to tell the story of your work in a way that you wouldn't be able to do on a paper certificate without providing sort of several additional sheets of paper providing extra information. On Verisite, each certificate has its own URL, so you can visit the URL, see the certificate online, and then look through the additional information very easily in that way.
So with this certification online, how would an artist consider doing it if they are not familiar with the system and how to proceed? I'm just saying that recently you are launching this 10x10 Verisar first NFTs. So how do you accompany the artist in their journey to their first drop?
Maybe I should, yes, speak a little bit about NFTs and maybe what NFTs are. So NFTs, I think that's something that people have become a lot more aware of over the past few months. We've obviously seen some Christie's sale with Beeple's artwork, which sold for almost $70 million. We're seeing a lot more sort of established artists coming into the space. And NFTs as a digital art, what stands for non-fungible token. And non-fungible means that it's a unique token. And with NFTs, you're essentially taking a digital file, so that can be just a JPEG, or it could be a video file, in some cases even a 3D modeling sort of model file, and you're attaching a token to it. And so the token creates a sort of unique digital asset by recording it on the blockchain. And then because of this token and the sort of uniqueness of it, you're then creating digital scarcity, which means that the work is then something that is unique and can be sold on and exchanged with sort of buyers. And you also have the proof of ownership because the transactions are taking place on the blockchain, so that who owns that specific token and therefore who is the owner of that artwork. And so that's something that we've seen a lot of digital artists become interested in, because it provides them a way earning money from their art and being sort of financially, receiving sort of financial recompense for their artwork in a way that wasn't possible before. And of course now with these sort of prices and the new format and the new ways of reaching new collectors, we're also seeing a lot of interest from the contemporary art world as well. And so recently at Verisart, we launched 10x10, which is an auction series, a collaboration with Super Rare, working with some leading contemporary artists, launched their inaugural NFTs on Super App. And so we originally set up this project back in January, when there was a lot of interest in the NFTs, but perhaps definitely not as much as we're seeing at the moment. And we thought it was important to widen the conversation and to show how the contemporary art world and sort of the NFT space could really join together, and how it wasn't so much about sort of NFT art and contemporary art, but everything for sort of the artists in both sort of spaces were creating art. So that's the sort of the thinking behind that project. And so now we're halfway through our 10x10 series. Originally was bridging that gap between the current contemporary art market and the NFT space. And since then, we've widened our support for NFT artists. You can dial our support for NFT artists as well by providing the ability for artists working in the NFT space to certify their works on Verisart. So that's the sort of, at the moment, that's the main way that we're working with artists in the NFT space. And the reason why we're providing NFT certification for artists, so we noticed that there was an issue in the NFT space in terms of artists getting their work stolen. the files are obviously digital, which makes it possible to steal artists' work. And we saw some people were essentially impersonating artists on various platforms and selling their work as their own. We saw a lot of artists complaining about this on Twitter. There was a big scandal around Banksy's work being sold, and although it was a Banksy work, it wasn't sold by Banksy. So there were issues around the authenticity of the works, essentially, and the identity of the people who were selling them and whether or not they had the right to sell these works. And so with Verisart, because we were already creating certificates of authenticity, which, as I said at the beginning, were documents that helped to prove that an artist created the work and that the work is the artist's own, it seemed to us an easy sort of service that we should be providing for these NFT artists, a certificate of authenticity that would allow them to show their collectors that the work was their own and that the collectors could trust that they were buying the work directly from the artist. And so now NFT artists creating NFTs can use Verisart to certify their NFTs.
Thank you. Indeed, I think that the most read blog article on Agora website is the NFT fraud with the artwork made by Karen and sold on as well on an NFT platform. Of course, on digital or NFTs, I suppose we have to verify at the beginning. But you also mentioned yesterday that most of the artists could as well certify their work when they have a collector. Would you advise the artists to certify their work as soon as possible or to wait that they do have a potential buyer in general?
Obviously, it's sort of up to the artist to how their organization works. But I think by certifying it at the point of creation, I think that there's an advantage to that, in that as the certificates are also, they're all registered on the blockchain, the date at which the certificate is registered will match up more closely with the sort of actual date of production, which could be interesting and helpful as proving that the artist created the certificate as well. And it also adds sort of an added layer of security to that in terms of a document proving that the artist has created that work. So specifically with digital art, it means that there's a record of that artist creating a certificate for their work around the time they created it, which can definitely be an advantage. And it means that the certificate is ready to go at the point of sale, so the artist doesn't have that to worry about, and doesn't have to worry about quickly creating a certificate for their collector once they've sold the work.
Great.
So I can talk about something else that I missed out in my earlier explanation of creative authenticity and verifying and the artist's identity. I think one thing that I want to highlight is that we also, that the our certificates, in order to create a certificate of authenticity on Verisart, you need to verify your identity. And so that's where the added layer of protection comes in through Verisart, is that every single artist creating art today will need to go through several steps to verify their identity. So they'll have to picture of a government-issued ID via an external provider that we use to verify the sort of authenticity of the identity card or passport. And then in the case of artists working under a pseudonym, we do additional checks to make sure that the artist is who they say they are. So that could be additional links to websites or press articles about the artist. It always includes a message from the artist from their social media accounts so that we can prove that they own those accounts and manage them. Or it could even be a sort of quick in-person, sort of not in-person, but live video call with the artist to sort of verify all that information. So that's something that we take very seriously. Protect the artist from any people who might want to impersonate them or steal their art or fraud them. So that's something that we've been developing over the past few months that will continue to improve and take seriously as we grow as a business.
Perfect. So by certifying the artwork, you then ease the process as well of the verification on the blockchain and the NFTs. So that's an additional ease of minting. I guess Verisart is not minting the artworks.
No, we're not minting the artwork. So that's something that's an important distinction to keep in mind. So although Verisart certificates use the blockchain, we don't use it in the same way as an NFT would. So we record the information on the blockchain, we timestamp it, which means that the information was created and changed over time. And we also, without going into too much technical detail, use sort of public keys, which are verifiable. So basically, our users have a string of letters and numbers associated with their user account, and then you can verify that specific user created a specific certificate. But creating a VeriCert certificate doesn't make the artwork an NFT. In order to create an NFT, you'd have to use it, as you say. So that would happen on a marketplace platform like SuperRare, for example, or OpenSea or Rarible. All those platforms allow you to create NFTs. And so that's what I was talking about at the beginning, when you associate the digital file to that cryptographic token, which is not something that VeriCert offers via our certificates.
Thank you. Lilia, do you have a question?
I was wondering if you could share some thoughts of how do you see this evolving, in the sense, do you see some digital objects being of more interest than others? For example, I mean, there's obviously a difference between images and tweets, right? To deal with images. So if you could share some thoughts of that, would be great. Thank you.
I think what we're definitely seeing, obviously, a huge interest in the NFT space at the moment. And I think everyone is trying it out, experimenting, playing around with it in a way, which means that there's a lot of variety in the space. And it's actually, I think it's important to keep in mind as well that, see, a lot, we've been talking a lot about NFT art and art side of NFTs, but there's also a whole other side to NFTs, which are more broadly speaking to do with collectibles. And I think there'll be sort of video games add-ons, for example, where you use NFTs. You can collect digital baseball cards using NFTs. So it's not just about art. There's really huge sort of a big market for the collectible space as well. But more specifically to do with art, I think at the moment we're also seeing a huge variety, and perhaps maybe a broader variety definitely that we were seeing a few months ago. And I think that's as more and more people are becoming interested in the space, we'll continue to see that kind of variety and the movements within the NFT space broaden. And I think that's a good thing, because I think just like that, it's important for the sort of quote unquote sort of established contemporary market to have some variety and cater for different tastes, to cater for the artists' different interests. I think as the NFT space grows, we'll see a broadening of the works that we're seeing as NFTs. But we're also probably going to see broader movements in a similar sense as we do in the art market as well. So there'll probably be some consolidation in terms of sort of groups of artists, or perhaps sort of more recognizable styles that will start to appear as the space becomes more established. So I think we'll see. I think there's definitely a lot of interest now, that perhaps some of that interest may not be sustainable in the long run. But I think NFTs, their impact on the art market is here to stay. So it will be very interesting to see where it goes.
Yes, definitely. Would you consider then having digital version of your physical work that you could sell as NFTs or open editions as well on the blockchain?
Actually, they're both interesting. For the first one, I think I do something similar to what you did, which I was advised, but also for three-dimensional works, that basically, you know, when somebody buys the work, there's a document that comes with that. But the second question, my concern, I love the idea, first of all, because I think what's interesting is that you can not only have simply an image, you can have multiple images, right? Or you can give it a twist, so it doesn't have to be just a standard image. But my question is, because all my pieces are unique, and so far even prints are unique, my question is, how would somebody feel, or even how I would feel, if there is one piece that is unique, either, and then there is a variation of it all. I haven't made my mind yet, but I'd love to hear what everyone is thinking about it, because I think it's an interesting question for anyone that has works that are unique, because now you have an option to have form, let's say.
I think that as your physical artworks are unique, you could definitely create a unique digital piece and then sell, for example, each pixel or fractionalize your new digital file. As well, you could sell half of your physical work, I think, as NFTs. I'm not sure about that fractionalization, but I think that you can fractionalize works, even physical works, or like, as Vincent mentioned earlier, you could collect a baseball card. And so if I'm the owner of an exceptionally good baseball card, I could sell it as NFTs and to multiple other buyers and make more money out of it. Sian, do you have a comment
yeah,
about
that? fractionalized ownership is a whole other field.
We've also seen some sort of improvements there, and there are several websites offering that kind of ability to sort of, as if you were owning shares of a work. So I think that's a whole other conversation to have about fractionalized ownership of art and how that works. But Lydia, I think in terms of your worry about creating a digital piece and therefore making the physical piece no longer unique, I think the experience on of a physical work and a digital work are just so completely different that that even though they might be connected in some way or represent the same image, I think you can consider them both as distinct, unique pieces. But I think ultimately it's really up to you in terms of how you feel about the digital space and whether or not you think that kind of suits your practice and what you're exploring through your art. I'm not familiar with your work, so I'm afraid I can't give you much input in that sense. But I will say that although it's very exciting to explore the digital space, and I think I encourage artists to think about it and to perhaps sort of experiment with it, ultimately it is up to the artist in terms of thinking about their own works and sort of the themes of their practice and whether or not they think it suits them and the way they work. I think that's the advice I would give there.
Yes, of course. But it's interesting I think it's interesting to think about what makes something unique and what makes it something that has...
No, absolutely. I agree. And I think obviously with NFTs, for example, the NFT sort of token is unique, but it's true that the image tied to the NFT and the NFT artwork can be reproduced. So the ownership is assigned to an individual person, but in terms of the image, it is a digital image. And so digital images can be reproduced. So I think, like you say, there's an interesting conversation to be had about the value of ownership there as well, and what do we mean by unique? And obviously in this sense, with NFTs, the uniqueness comes from the unique ability to own it, even though visually you might be able to reproduce it. The ownership and the ability to own it is assigned to only one person, or at least one person at a time. So I think that's the advantage of NFTs in the digital space, is for artists who have been working digitally and whose work, and they haven't been able to assign a unique ownership to a specific collective or a specific work, NFTs have been a very interesting opportunity for them and their works. And I think in terms of artists working in the physical space who are interested in NFTs and creating NFTs, I think it's a great way of connecting with a different community and interacting with other artists and also getting to know different groups of collectors. And I think ultimately it's sort of, like I said, I think I just said, use the word experiment. I think some artists would find that really interesting, the idea that you're broadening out the scope of your practice and kind of thinking, as you say, about uniqueness, about different ways of presenting your art, whether that might not be something that you've done in the past. So digitally and thinking, especially at the moment, I think with the pandemic and obviously people not being able to see art so much in person, exploring the ability to really connect with collectors, connect with fellow artists, and even just general sort of art through a screen, and how art can do that, and how NFT offers an opportunity to do that in a different way.
That's very well said. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Lilia. Can you tell us what artworks you certified, like from painting, photography?
So VerisArt is really pride ourselves on being able to help and work with all types of artists. So whether that's physical or digital, we really support all sort of creations in that sense. And on our platform, we have oil paintings, we have sandstone sculptures, we have video works, we have NFTs, of course, now. We have some digital collages, we have prints. I mean, the list goes on and on. There is really a huge variety of artists using VerisArt. And that's really so nice for us to see in terms of being able to really, being able to support artists working in so many different mediums across so many different styles. I think even for me personally, as someone who has studied art and who really likes art, is hugely passionate about art, I think it's really satisfying to see the breadth of artists that we're able to support through the platform.
Fantastic.
I think maybe we haven't spoken about some of the other features that VerisArt is able to offer. I think we've talked quite a lot about the additional information you're able to include on a certificate, but another sort of feature that we offer to our users is the ability as well to download printed labels. So these are sort of labels of the certificate that artists are able to use to place on a physical work. So they can download them themselves, print it out on label, sort of sticky label paper, and add it to the artwork themselves. And so that's meant to create a bridge between the physical piece and the digital certificate. And the label includes some of the artwork details, and it also includes, importantly, a QR code, which links back, which when scanned, links back to the certificate and allows the person who scanned the QR code to see the URL of the certificate and view the certificate online. So that's something that we've developed to strengthen that bond between digital and physical.
Great, fantastic. Are those QRD labels linked to a blockchain?
So basically the QR code allows you to see the certificate online. So and the certificate itself is registered on the blockchain. So that's the way that the two connect. But we're further developing those QR codes. In the future, we'd like to offer some additional functionality with the QR code and hopefully be able to offer, for example, some information about where the QR code was scanned to offer additional sort of security in terms of where the location of the work, for example. So those are things that we'll be exploring at the moment. And then we also have, basically, with the secure sort of QR code solution, we have a child QR code, which is original to the original, which is unique to the original certificate. And so that's something that we'll be rolling out in the near future to increase sort of the security around that feature and the trust between the link between the physical and the digital.
Fantastic. So long live the authenticity of an artwork.
Exactly. It's all about, I think, going back to making sure that the artist is able to be protected, that their work is protected because they've created these certificates of authenticity that show that they are the artist. And that means if the work is sold, for example, without a VeriCert certificate, that the buyer is aware of the fact that it might not be a genuine piece. So it's about protecting the artist. It's about building trust with the collectors as well, so that the collectors themselves, when they buy work, can feel that they have confidence in the work that they're buying, and they know it's by the artist themselves. They have confidence that piece is authentic, and it's also about the artist telling the story of the artwork in order to connect with collectors.
Perfect. So would an artist only refer to Verisar, or do they still need a website to show their work and an Instagram account and all these kind of tools?
So we don't offer the ability of the artists to have their own landing page on Verisar. So they can share the URL of the certificate if they wanted to show off their artwork, say, take a look at my certificate, you can look at the additional information, etc. So it's one way of sharing information about their work. But in terms of visibility, I would continue to recommend that artists have an Instagram account or a website, and on their website they can sort of share the VeriCert certificate, and on their Instagram as well. It's been recently, actually over the past sort of few months, we've seen more and more artists highlight to their Instagram community or highlight on their websites that they are using VeriCert. And I think for artists, they'll explain that it adds a layer of trust for the collector, and it's something that we've really enjoyed seeing them talk about. And it's been great seeing, as I said, the variety of certificates that are being created, which is really lovely. So I hope the artists continue to speak about VeriCert and to show their collectors that they're VeriCert certified, because I think it's really important for them to kind of show collectors that they're using that standard and that collectors can trust what they're buying from the artists, and that the artist's work is protected for the future.
Great. Francesca, welcome. How are you?
I just had a question. So you've talked a lot about the artists. Sorry, I joined late, so I may have missed a bit at the start. But you talked about, I was wondering, on the collector's side, have you seen like a change in the dynamic in terms of how they feel about the trust in the pieces of work? Because NFTs are still something fairly new. And I was just wondering whether the type of collectors has changed over the time you've been working, the relationship with the artist has developed.
Notice sort of artists do offer sort of, they'll offer their collectors, they'll say this work comes with a VeriCert, and then it'll be up to the artist to transfer that work to the collector. But, and we've definitely seen sort of collectors, if for some reason the certificate hasn't been transferred to them yet, for example, you'll definitely see them ask for it. So it's definitely something that collectors are interested in having and value having that certificate or deed from VerisArt with their artwork. And actually, recently, we had an artist join VerisArt, who'd actually, and VerisArt had been mentioned to the artist by a collector, I think. So that's, I think, there's more and more interest on behalf of collectors for digital certification and certification that's recorded on the blockchain and therefore verifiable as well. So I think that's something that we'll only see growing in the future.
It's really great, that story about actually a collector recommending them.
Perfect. It was really a pleasure to talk with you, Vincent.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been really interesting speaking about this with you.
And so thank you so much for coming, and we'll see you all very soon then. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.